good men house the Lord tonight. Been a while since I've been back. Been doing other things, been up for other church.
Bless you,
on Sunday night, where I've been failed led to be. We've been having some good services there. We're going to try me a preaching out of Mark chapter 5.
Bless
starting
you.
With verse 1. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Galilee. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always at night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself a stone. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, thou Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I sojourn thee, my God, that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are men. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there now unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us unto the swine, that we might enter into them. And forthwith Jesus came to them, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place unto the sea, and they were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and seeing him that was besought with the devil, having a legion, sitting and clothed in his right hand, and they were afraid. They were afraid. Why? Because they was out of their comfort zone, glory to God. But sometimes, sure, good God, that's what it takes sometimes. We have to get out of our comfort zone to see the glory of God. This was a man here that was untamed. This was a man here that had many devils in him. It says legions, more than one, Brother Jerry, in his head. And they have tried everything. They have tied him up with chains. And he broke the chains. He had took rocks and cut himself. Was in the cemetery of jumping tombstones and everything else. Glory to God, he was a lunatic. And they wasn't nobody can help it, man. But glory to God, Jesus came. I'ma tell you what, church tonight, glory to God. Oh, he's a sick world. When they look like there's no help, when they look like there's no hope, Jesus will come on the scene. He was out of his head, but you know what? He knows who Jesus was. The Bible said he came and said to him, said, I know who you are. You're the Son of the Most High God. He said, are you going to suffer me, glory to God? He said, no, I'm going to free you, glory to God. When he freed him, I'm going to tell you what tonight, church. Oh, he'll free you.
That's right.
If we're letting him.
That's right.
If we're allowing him to come in. Glory to God, he'll free you from that prison.
That's right.
He'll take away that darkness.
That's right.
Oh, he'll help you tonight.
Yep.
There's so many people, I'm afraid, out in the world tonight, church. They're in the prison of darkness. But they don't have to be, church.
That's right.
Because their Savior named Jesus, glory to God, went to Calvary and gave him
That's right.
But he didn't stay there.
That's
he didn't stay on that cross. The Bible said they put him in that tomb, that empty tomb. They put him in there. He just buried it, glory to God. Some odd 40 days. He went back at the right hand of the Father, making intercession in heaven over 2,000 years.
Amen.
For me and you, church.
That's
something to be thankful for.
That's right.
That's the greatest love the world ever known.
Yeah.
It's the love of God that He gave His own begotten Son. Jumping the tombstone. He was a lunatic out of his mind. I can look out here. I can see the graves. I look out this window, glory to God. I see my grandpa and grandma's grave. But you know they're not in there, glory to God.
There's
just a shell in there.
Yeah.
My friend, my Bible tells me there's hell in the gate and a hell in the
shell.
We got savored, they decree.
Yeah, that's right.
And those people will tell you that when John seen Revelation, the Bible was shut up and salvation was over. I'm here to tell you, children of God, it's just beginning of the third. The Bible says another book was opened. And it was the book of life and Revelation. Revelation, glory to God. Boom, the book of life. And everyone that saved their name is written, glory to God.
Boom,
down in that book.
That's right.
And if another book was opened, and it's the Word of God we have today.
Amen.
I believe that's what that other book is.
Yeah,
it's the book. It's the word we have today.
Yeah.
It's the word we have to live by.
Yeah.
To guide us, my friend.
That's right. Amen.
But first, we got to accept the Holy Ghost of God.
That's right.
We got to be drawn by the Spirit.
That's right.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that old barn the tombstone came to.
Yeah.
Son, he didn't have nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
I was in that shape church, glory to God, over 15 years ago. I didn't have nowhere to go. But they were the Savior reached out His hand for me.
Yeah,
he called me out of the darkness, glory to God. And if you're here tonight, you're in that darkness.
That's right.
Move you out.
Yeah.
But you got to be that willing vessel that old boy was.
Yeah.
That old boy was a willing vessel. Why? Didn't have nowhere else to go.
That's right.
He had tried everything else.
Yep.
Nobody can help you but the Son of Man.
I'm
going to tell you, He can help you tonight.
Yeah,
right. If we're allowing to, if we'll be that willing vessel tonight.
Yeah.
Woo, He'll help you.
Amen.
He'll give you something in your heart worth living.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll take away that darkness.
Yeah.
He'll take away that loneliness.
Yeah, that's
in there. I know. Church, because I've been darkness.
Yeah.
I've been in a dark prison for 34 years.
That's more.
Why? Because I allowed myself to be there. But that morning, glory to God, He said you could come out, son.
Yeah.
You can come out tonight.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in that prison of darkness.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be in that sin and shame no more. Because Jesus died in the rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we can have life, church, tonight.
Yeah.
We would have it more abundantly through Him.
Lord.
He said He was the end of the world with you.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart tonight, church, you do. I believe this place is going to come to an end one day.
Right.
I believe it, my friend, that He's going to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to split the eastern sky right over.
That's
and
right.
The dead shall rise out there, and the dead shall rise first.
That's
and
right.
The one that's alive in the Spirit of God that remains will ever be with the Lord.
That's
and I tell you what, children of God, we've got so much to look forward to. But if this all it was in this life, I'd still be happy with you.
That's
but
right.
I've got something in my heart tonight, children of God, worth living for. That 16-year ago, glory to God, I didn't have. Whoa, but I've got it tonight. By the blessings of God tonight. I've got it tonight, children.
Yeah.
You can have it if you ain't got it tonight.
That's right.
You'll get it on the whole new out way. That's the only way I know to tell you to get saved tonight.
That's right.
If you grow by the Holy Ghost of God, that was sent back on the day of Pentecost. Then repent of your sins and pick up your cross and follow Jesus.
Amen.
That's the plan that God has.
Yeah.
I don't know no other plan but the plan of God.
Amen.
And He sent His Son to be that appropriation of sin for me and you, to lay it down on Calvary's cross.
Yeah.
Right over here in chapter 6.
Much more.
And He went out from thence and came unto His own country. And His disciples followed Him. And when the Sabbath day was come, He began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing Him were astonished, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That even such mighty works are wrought with His hand. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, and Judea, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they was offended at Him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folks and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the village to teach. Jesus came to His own time. And He told them. No. But there was many unbelief. Who is this man to come in here and tell us what to do? Who is this man? Why, ain't he just a carpenter? Where did this man get the wisdom to do this? My friend, I'm telling you what. If the Son of Man had trouble with his own kinfolk to witness to him, my friend, that's the hardest thing I've ever had, as being a Christian and being a preacher, Brother Jerry.
That's
it's
right,
been
brother.
A witness to my own kinfolk. Well, they know what you done when you're 3 years old. They know what you done when you're 16. They know what you done when you're 18.
Yeah.
But my friend, I'm telling you, we need to trust in this.
That's right.
He said He couldn't do no mighty works for us, but He laid His hand on a few sick folks and heal them, and He went on His way.
I'm telling
you what, today, church, we need to do all we can. Over there somewhere, He says, check the death off of you and go on. Preachers, I'm going to tell you, if we can't do no mighty work somewhere, we need to check the death off and go somewhere
that
we can. Word of God.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. He can do no mighty works there. But He laid His hand on a few sick folks and healed them.
That's right.
My friend, He done mighty works there, didn't He?
Amen.
He done works, sir. There are works to do today. Old people tell you there ain't no works to do. But my friend, there are works to do.
Because
they're lost out there today.
Yeah.
They're lost out there among us. And they're losing hope. They're losing hope in the church.
That's right.
They're losing hope in the preacher.
Yeah.
They're losing hope. But my friend, we need to be strong.
That's right.
We need to be strong in the Word of
that's
God.
Right.
We need to be strong in the church house today. We need to come together. It don't matter what's over the door. It don't matter what's the name in the parking lot. What matter is to Jesus Christ, my friend, it all, that we're serving Him and preaching His Word behind the sacred name. If we do that, preachers, it won't come back void. It's somebody, glory to God, up there tonight. I'm a they're a great time for revival. I went to a revival this week tonight. My friend, I'm taking this time for revival. But many didn't come. Why? People are giving up hope. They're giving up hope on the church. They're giving up hope on the preacher. But we don't need to give up hope on Jesus tonight. Because He'll never let you down.
Right.
Man will let you down. Jesus said He would. But my friend, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will never say
He'll
never forsake you. He'll never forget you. I might forget to call you. I might promise you to call you and I'll forget you.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend Jesus Christ will not forget you.
That's right.
He'll be there. The Bible said he'll stick closer than a brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah tonight. I'm telling you what, church. We need that walk with Jesus.
That's right. We need that
walk with Him more than any time.
Yeah.
Why, we've got too many things to put in the way. I'm not got nothing against things, I like things. But they need, they got a purpose.
Don't let
them need to get in the way of serving God.
We don't need
to let them keep us from praying.
Yeah.
We don't need to let them keep us from reading the Word of God.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep them from hindering us from coming to the house of God and serving Him. There's a purpose for all things.
Yeah.
We need to serve God and serve Him in truth. We need that walk with Thee. We need Jesus in our life tonight.
Yeah.
We need Him, church. Because when we come down to it, that's all the hope in the world we've got.
Yeah.
Is Jesus tonight, church. That's all hope we've got. We need Him in our life.
Yeah, amen.
We need Him, church. Go with me to Luke chapter 15 and verse 11.
Bless you, Lord.
There was a certain man there one time had two sons, the prodigal son. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that fall to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and journeyed himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the field to feed the swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hard servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I have heard with hunger. I will arise and I'll go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee.
Yeah.
And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son, but make me as one of the hard servants. This boy here had it all, but he wanted what was his. Wanted his daddy to split it up between him and his oldest brother. And his daddy said, yeah, I'll do it. Why? Because the son had to have a lesson. The son had to see. I believe God does us that way sometimes. He lets us do things on our own. He lets us do things on our own sometimes to let us see. So this boy took his portion not many days after, and he went out into the world. He went out and sinned, church. He went out and sinned and ungodly things. And he had fun, I'm going to tell you. I believe he had a lot of fun in slinging, but his money ran out. Then the Bible said he began to be in want, glory to God. And he didn't have no word to turn. And he went to this man. And this man said, son, I've got nothing for you but them hogs up there on the hill. You can go up there and feed them. And the Bible said he would starve. But he eat with the hogs. He got down, church, and he eat with the hogs, glory to God. And the Bible said, glory to God, he come to himself. And when he come to himself, he said, my father has many of a servant, has bread enough to spare the full life. And here I am, starving to death, about to perish with hunger. He said, I'll rise and go to my father, and I'll say it to him, that I'm no worthy to be called the son, and I'll sin before heaven in sight of my father. Now say I ain't no more worthy to be called the son, but make me as one of the hard servants. I'm going to tell you, church, that little old boy there was a Jewish boy. And they tell me the Jews didn't have nothing to do with the swine.
That's right.
They didn't need them. They didn't take care of them. They didn't sell or buy them. They didn't have nothing to do with them. Don't you know he had a humble himself.
That's right.
To go and feed them swine, no glory to God. But the Bible said, church, he come to himself.
Yeah, that's more.
You can't be saved and after you come to yourself.
Right.
Do you see that you love sinner, glory to God, then you'll be saved. When this old boy come to himself, he said, I've sinned against heaven and before my Father. I'm no worthy to be called the son. And the Bible says, when he was still a great way off from home. And his father seen him, glory to God, and ran. The Bible said he fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said, I have sinned against thee and in heaven, and I'm no worthy to be called the son.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that his daddy hollered to his servant, said, bring the best robe and put it on him.
Yeah.
Bring shoes, glory to God, and put on his feet. Bring a ring and put on his hand. Go kill the fat calf.
Uh-huh.
And let me mad because my son was dead and he is alive again. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And the Bible said they begin to be married. Don't you know God the same way? When we venture out in a far country and we out and sin, and when we come back on the old knee route way and come to ourselves before him, what does he do? He said, child, enter in.
Yeah.
You're my child, glory to God.
Bless
you. Who I'm going to tell you tonight, he'll heal you tonight.
Amen.
He'll save your soul tonight. But you've got to come to yourself.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that old boy. We got to come to yourself.
Yeah.
I had to come to myself over 15 years ago. Before I could be saved.
Yeah.
That old boy had to come to himself and see that he was a lost sinner. He had to come to himself and see the world out there couldn't give him what his father had.
Yeah.
Hallelujah tonight. The world can't give you what Jesus can give you tonight.
Right.
The world can't make you feel good like Jesus can.
Amen.
It can for a while, but you may get up with
bless
a headache.
Amen.
You
bless
may
Lord.
Get up with a sore back.
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost won't hurt you, glory to God.
Yeah.
He'll help you tonight. Children of God, that's what we need. But we have to come to ourselves. We have to come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We have to come to the knowledge that it ain't about us. It ain't about the things we have. It ain't that we've got the things. It's that God allowed us to have the things that we have today.
That's right.
We live. In the morning time, we got more than we've ever had.
Right.
We've got good air conditioning in the summer. We got good heat in the winter.
Yeah.
Got good churches. Got good houses to live in and good automobiles. What God allows us to have.
Yeah.
They're not really ours. He gave them to us for a while.
Yeah.
My friend, we need to worship him today. We need to believe him.
Yeah.
We need to trust him. And we need to listen to that little small voice.
That's right.
It speaks to the heart of man.
That's right.
And it will speak to us if we allow it to.
Yeah.
It will lead us and guide us tonight like it did that old boy there in the hospital. If we'll let it tonight.
Right.
If we'll see where we are. If we'll see where we need to be. We can always get closer.
Uh-huh.
We need to go to the house of God and be fed spiritually by the Word and by the Spirit of God. I believe tonight, church, that He's the only way. I believe tonight, church, without Him, I'd ever be lost. The Bible said without Christ, we're ever lost. But with Him, we have an advocate through the Father.
That's right.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord's about done with me tonight. Brother Rick, come and sing God on the mountain. Come and sing it tonight. Hearing it. If you're here in your life, if you're here and you have a need tonight, you step out and come.
Yes,
step out and come to the old fashioned altar. Oh, it don't ever go out to me, and I'm going to tell you tonight.
Bless you.